You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And what a night in college football. There are numbers, and then there are numbers that matter. And last night, we saw Exhibit A and Exhibit B with that. Minnesota and Ohio State, the line, some of you got it at 13.5. Some of you got it at 14.5. We got it at 14, and we got the kiss and your sister push on that one as the final score was 45-31, right on the number at 14 with the push. And then also we saw UCF, Central Florida against Boise State. Boise State got the big lead early. They were up like 24-7. Central Florida rallied, but the number was at 4.5 for some, 5.5 for others. Finishes right in the middle at 35.5. And then in our game, Eastern Washington against UNLV, wow, the over-under was 67, finished at 68. The spread was Eastern Washington minus 1.5, finished at 2. Boy, tip your cap to the folks in Vegas. They made some great lines on Thursday night, and we had to sweat out a whole bunch of games. But bottom line, we went 4-2-1, had a great night, winning night on college football. We are now 8-4-1 on the year. Outstanding start, and we expect it to continue today. Five games in college football that we like. We've already played Michigan State, plus the 3 against Northwestern. A lot of respect for Pat Fitzgerald, but he's replacing too much talent at Northwestern. We think Mel Tucker in year number 2 is going to make strides at Michigan State. Michigan State goes into Northwestern. I'm going to take the 3, but I expect him to win it on the money line as well. And then we play South Dakota State against Colorado State. The line is going the other way. So I guess everyone else disagrees with me, but South Dakota State is the better football team here. We laid a 1.5 on South Dakota State. The line is now Colorado State plus 3. We're going to jump in and play more on the game. Not for you, though. On the podcast here, everything's for $100. But we like South Dakota State to win this football game still. Now that they want to give me 3, I'll put a little more action on it. But we played them officially minus 1.5 here on the podcast. Next up, we go to Virginia Tech. Marquee matchup against Mack Brown on the North Carolina Tar Heels. Some people say, hey, North Carolina lost a lot of talent at skill positions, but Mack Brown can flat-out recruit. And the next man up at North Carolina is better than the previous starters. I love where North Carolina's headed. They have so much talent. Virginia Tech going the opposite direction. I think that coaching staff is hanging on for dear life, and tonight might be the night that it goes down the tubes for them. North Carolina, I'm going to lay the 6, and don't be shocked if this is a 3-touchdown blowout in Blacksburg. Then we're going to play Duke and UNC Charlotte, two teams that unfortunately are not very good. And tonight, two teams that aren't very good are not going to play defense. This thing's going to fly over the total. 16.5 is not enough points in this one. It is going to go over the 16.5 between Duke and UNC Charlotte. And then in our final game of the night, Kansas. New coach again, of course. Bye-bye, Les Miles. South Dakota comes into town, and South Dakota can play defense. They are in the same conference as North Dakota State and South Dakota State, two FCS powerhouses. They have a lot more talent than people realize. And South Dakota, I think, could win this game straight up at plus 13, but we also love the under here because South Dakota's defense, I think, will control Kansas. South Dakota does have a new quarterback, so that's kind of my fear there on them on the against the spread number there. But Kansas and South Dakota, total of 55.5 seems way too high for the quality of defense that we expect in this game. That one's going to go under the 55.5. So that's our football action. Michigan State, South Dakota State, North Carolina. We like the over in Duke and North Carolina, Charlotte. We like the under in South Dakota and Kansas. That's your 5-pack for college football. Next, we got to play golf. It's the big money tournament. We lost yesterday against John Rahm, but we're going back to the well again. Today, we're going to play Bryson DeChambeau plus 140 against John Rahm. Round 2 action, Bryson DeChambeau plus 140 against John Rahm. When we play golf matchups, we always like it on the plus side. We like it to be plus 130 or more. We get that value today, and we're going to play DeChambeau. Baseball, five plays for you. One money line, we'll get that out of the way right away. The San Francisco Giants taking on the L.A. Dodgers. This one is in San Francisco. David Price on the hill for the Dodgers. We like the Giants. We like the Giants here, plus the 116. San Francisco to beat the Dodgers. Next, we're going to go to an over-under, and we love this one. Philadelphia and Miami. The over 7.5. We have a pitcher going today for Miami with a 7.52 ERA who beat us last time in an over-under because he pitched his best outing of the year. Not today. He's not going to do it back-to-back. So we're going to go the over between Philadelphia and Miami, 7.5 for runs there. Next, we're going to San Diego and Houston, where we think it's going to go over the 9. Two teams that can hit the ball, of course. We know that. Arrieta's pitching for San Diego. I don't trust him. He has a terrible ERA. Let's see, 5-12 with a 13 ERA, something like that. So, yes, trust me, play San Diego and Houston over the 9. And then in our parlay of the day, we're going to play two good teams in the AL East who are going to battle it out at the top of the division. We're going to go with the Tampa Rays at home against the Minnesota Twins. We're going to lay the 1.5 with the Rays against the Twins, and then we're also going to lay the 1.5 with the Yankees against Baltimore. So we're, once again, going against the Orioles. We like to go against Baltimore, and why not? They've lost 91 games already. So the Yankees minus the 1.5, the Rays minus the 1.5. This $100 wager paying out $260. That's a very, very nice payout. Twins are bringing up Dobnik from AAA. He struggled all year when he was in the majors, 1-6 with a 7.83. Rays coming off back-to-back losses at home against Boston. I expect them definitely to bounce back with the sticks tonight. That might be an overplay for me as well later in the day, but here on the official podcast, we're just going to play the Rays minus the 1.5 parlayed with the Yankees. That's your full card. 5 college football, 1 golf, 5 baseball, 11 plays. We like action, guys, and we are going to find a way to get back into profit here in the very near future. And college football may be our ticket since we're 8-4-1 on the season. But good luck to everyone, and let's go out there, and let's cash some tickets today.